Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Remembering Ratzi Sheyichios, Moshe Benjamin Ram Yisrael, Ben Ramoshe Mordechai. And we're going to be learning Parshas Balak based on Torah that I received from Mori Rabbi and Mori Tolna Shlita. It says, Ve'evo elav inin otzev alasa b'sarim ovito v'yom elav balak mati b'ar Hashem v'yisa mishalo v'yomar kum balak u'shema zina adei ben tzipor benotz Benot Sipor. He went to him and found him standing beside his offerings and the Moabite dignitaries with him. Balak asked him, "What did Hashem say?" And he took up his theme and said, "Up, Balak, Ushama, attend, Ha'azina, Adai, give ear to me, Benot Sipor." The son of Tzipor. Rashi, Vayomer lo Balak ma dibar Hashem, lashon tzchok hu zeh, k'lo emar eincha b'rishuscha. He's like laughing at him. He says, "You're not in control of anything." Kum Balak, kem tshom etzachek bo nizkav letzam al araglecha. When he saw that Balak was laughing at him, that he's not in control, he said, "Stand on your feet." You're not allowed to sit. And I was sent with the to you with the messenger as a messenger of God. Marko de Berashi is the Tanchuma here. He saw that he's not Bishus Atzma, so he's laughing at him. So when he saw that he was laughing, he said, "Stand, you're not allowed to sit." And where the word of God is being spoken, get up and listen. So there are a number of kashas here. First of all, ain't darko shirashi lo bidrashis chazal, unless it's pshuto shel mikra. So what kasha pshuto shel mikra is Rashi being miyashiv here? It's question number one. Ayin b'mayarav b'gurayi. Another kasha is that Mekorim Shel Rashi Mekorim Kamor B'Mechilt B'Tanchuma. Now Balak was a big king. He was Shalai B'Moav, very mechubadik a person. Chazal say Balak Ayah Balak Sam Baal Nachash Shem Yibilim She'enim Shechach Rav Gisuma. That B'mit Baraba, that Balak was a sorcerer as well. And he went after Bilam like a blind person, but he himself was a big sorcerer. Lashon Hazara Kadosh Mechashev Gadol Ayah Balak. He's a big mechashev, says the Zohar Kaddish. Surah Amor in our parasha. Balak haya chacham gadol v'chacham tzah kesem. V'deya kol makom tshev ben michshol lachol lehem haklala. Ulevad, so he knew where the klalas are chal, where the curse can take effect. Besides that, he was a gibor chayil. Baal tachsisei melchoma. Like the Lashon of the Ramban. Chav beiz dalad, haya balak gibor chayil, no demol b'masa tekfu gvoros, omel takiv am tzlibo b'giborim. Very powerful king. He was a big madrega nevius. Bilam was a big was gadol benevua. The Sifri Darshan, there was no navi like Moshe among the Jewish people, but among the goyim there was, and that's Bilam. And it says that in three things his madrega was even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Ayin Ramban beparshas Seinu Chaf Dalet Aleph Mashabir Bezeh. He was an adam gadol. People would come to him. It says in the Rashi, the beginning of our parsha, Malchim Olam would ask him questions. Now the question is, how are these two really, really chashiva people? Chashiva people, really big people. They know mystical things. They're very important, they're very mechubit. And then they're playing this little game. It's like a little game of children. He's laughing at him, and he's saying, "Stand up on your feet." They're playing this little baby game. What's going on over here? But the Igar Kash is that Parshas Balak was written in the Torah, B'chol Pratev Diktukeh. It wasn't written only for then. It was written for all the generations. And we have a pasuk in the Navi, and Micah, Micha 6:5. Amizachon Amayetz Balak, Melech Moyav, U'ma'ana Allah, Sobilim Ben Bor, Men Hashitim Ara Gilgal. Mandas Sitkas Hashem is a mitzvah to remember Balak, Bilam. And it says in the Gemara that they wanted to be Koveya, Parashas Balak, and Kriya Shema. And they didn't do it because of Tircha de Tzibura. Svasemis writes, Tafresh Nantalit, Chenom Shabik Shlokbo, Parashas Balak, and Kriya Shema. Chenksiv Zechor Ami, Ezi Ami Zechorna. Kamosha Mitzvah Liskor, Tzis Mitzrayim B'chol Yom. There's a Mitzvah Liskor, Chazdei Chesed Hashem, that he revoked the Atzeitz of Bilam HaRosha. The question is, why is this Merivas Shtus written in the Torah? We want to know why they're having this Merivas Shtus, they're acting like babies, and why does the Torah tell us about this? What's the Limud L'Doiris? To the point that it should have even been established in Kriya Shema. Also another Ha'ara, Lashon Rashi, it says, Shara Sheinu B'Shus Atzma Lomer Ma'u Rotze, Yoshev Lo'ivoy Misachik. So he sat, and he was laughing at him. That's the Lashon of the Medrash. Rashi omits this. He didn't write till he sat. Why is that? Also, Rashi has the Dibur Maschil Kumbolak. Kevin Sherosha Mitzachik, Sher Mitzachik Bon is Kavin the Tzar. We want to give him Tzar. So Rashi is explaining the word Kum. Why he told him to stand up. So why does Rashi write in the Dibur Maschil Kumbolak? So the Dibur HaMaschil is also part of the Biur HaKesuvim, as the Mefarshei Rashi say. Also, the Daik B'Lashon HaKosav, Ha'eva Lo, V'hino Nitzav Al Haloso, B'Sar Emoav Ito. So three times, Balak is mentioned, B'Lashon Nistar. Evo Elov, third person, V'hino, and he is, standing on his Ola, V'Sar Emoav Ito, with him. Why does it say B'Lashon Nistar, third person? Because earlier it says, Vayikar Hashem Lavilan v'yasem davar b'fiv v'yomer shuvel bolok b'choy sedaber. Therefore it says Lashon Nistar v'yavo eilaf. So we know it's talking about bolok. So why then at the end of the pasuk say v'yomer lo bolok ma'diber Hashem? Didn't have to say bolok. We know it's talking about bolok. So it appears follows that Bolok and Bilam were very chashuv people, and people exalted them. And the Torah is telling us who's really an Adam Chashuv. An Adam Chashuv is not measured by the great deeds that he does. Chashivus v'gadlus Adam nifchenes v'nimdedes b'anagosu b'maisim aktanim. The klein ezach is the gantz ezach. The small actions are everything. That's how you measure a person. How he acts on a day-to-day basis in the small things. Medrash v'aykev tishmon Zesham Rakosiv Lori Bime Robin Akevai Subeni, is Baruch Shemosh Alakosh Baruch Shemosh and Tali Yisrael, Shabashishmel Shosu Mitzis Kalas of Hamurus, Emil and Mashkicham Al Mashlicham was in Tachavik was Achasik Vaisam, Lamashan Kalos, Lachin Dabra, Yamisiami Amadin, Beomi Bono Lama, any Messiah and Amisa Hamur Shabatarish and Hamurus, Mani Messiah and Akalis. Shemavati Achas and Ovimel wasn't worried about the series of mitzvahs. He's worried about the lighter ones. That's what it says. That's why David HaMelech was afraid, because the mitzvah is kalis. Because the big things people are impressed by. People are mislaif. But that's not a person's life. Most of a person's life isn't the big things, it's the small things. That's how you can really measure a person, that's really who he is. And that's the Nekudas HaChiluk in Chachma Yisrael B'chol HaDaros and Lahavdil Chachma Yimus HaOlam. You measure Chachma Yisrael in the small things. How they relate to other people, Sefer Panim Yafus, B'koyso, B'kiso, B'kaso, how they act with their money, when they drink, when they get angry, B'amilaf B'sachkos, and saving the way they laugh. So it's not that a person's measured by the big things that he does. A lot of people, you do big things. Want to see the President of the United States really is? Watch how he acts on a day-to-day basis in the White House. Not when he speaks at a public gathering in front of 10,000 people, a speech that somebody who's very well paid wrote for him. To see how he acts day-to-day. B'schoikoi. What he laughs at, how he laughs. Gemara says you should always be an anav like Hillel, not a captain like Shammai. Two people made a bet, 400 zuz. One said, I'm going to get him angry. Erev Shabbos, he's washing his hair. He says, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. He goes out. Each time he treats him with such derech eretz, he answers his question. He notes Erev Shabbos. And he says, it's worth it for you to have lost in the end 400 zuz. Hill shouldn't be makbid. Hill was the Nasi, Rosh Kol Bnei Yisrael B'dayroi of Beis Din, God Lador, the Rashke B'hag. It doesn't say Moran of Rabbeinu Reb Hillel, it just calls him Hillel, calls him by his first name. Like the story of Moshe Feinstein, another Gedolim, that someone said his first name, and he said, yeah, what would you like? That's the, that's how a person's measured. And Pasha will make not a Halzich and Grois, and you don't hold yourself to be somebody special. You don't act condescendingly towards others. And we know many of the Chachmei Umos. Recently reading, somebody heard and he asked his professor who the greatest philosopher of the 20th century was, said Martin Heidegger. He said, oh, it's interesting. Martin Heidegger, the greatest philosopher of the 20th century. Martin Heidegger was a Nazi. So you can't really trust. There are many, many stories of great Chachmei Umos Olam, great philosophers, people who would write about education and how to raise children. They abandoned their children. People write about relationships and they were terrible in their relationships. Not what you write about, it's not how you act in the big moments, it's how you act in the small moments. So now let's get to Rashi. Bilam and Balak were very mechubit, very choshuv. Umos Olam were menaseh them. But the Torah tells us who they were really like. They were just like little children. So why does Rashi bring this whole drasha? We asked, well, how is it Pshuto Shel Mikra? Maybe Rashi was bothered by what we noted, that it starts talking about Balak Balasha Nistar. I have a way love, he know Nitzav Alolos of Esarim of Ito. Yomalo Balak, Mabidir Hashem, the third person, and it says his name. Doesn't say Vayomer Lo. Why does it have to say Balak? So Rashi brings this drasha because Rashi's saying this is telling us who Balak was. So Chashuv, Nitzav Al Olaso, Sarei Moavito, Melech Ba'amo. And all of a sudden, the true Balak is revealed. He's saying, Balak was talking, Mad Diber Hashem. He's making fun of him. He's coming to be Mavazim. That's Balak. Such a chush of a person. But in the end, he has an opportunity to make fun of Bilam. He doesn't. Therefore, it says, Vayomer lo Balak. That's telling you the Iker Bechin of Balak. That's what Balak was about. Famous Maisa of Yonash and Ibishitz. Argue with the Chacham Chachamim Olam, who said that he can teach an animal, he can train an animal to change its nature. And Rabbi Yonason said, no, Yirmiyahu 13:23, can a black person change his skin and a leopard its dots? Can't change. The nature of an animal remains. So he invites him to a mesiba by the Melech. And then the Chacham shows him this cat, who was this tamed cat. He was a trained cat. And he was dressed very chashuv. And he was serving everybody. Wow. Trained him. He said, look. Look at this cat. So Rabbi Yonason brought along with him a box. With a mouse inside. And he lets the mouse out. And all of a sudden the cat throws down the tray. And he runs after the mouse. And that's it. And everything's smashed. So you see that you can't change a cat's nature. And that, unfortunately, all too often is a human being. You put all the fancy clothing on him, but at the end of the day, be the President of the United States, Secret Service, he's dressed so chashev, but we know that b'chadrei chadarim, many stories of many presidents, how they really were, how they really spoke, how they really acted. And that's Hemshech Divrei HaKosov, Kum Balak Ushama. Rashi says, Kevin Shor Mitzachik Bo Neskavim Litzaro. Amar Aragu Chayinuch HaRashay Lashay Leishev V'ani Sheluch Alecha V'shlichus HaMashal Makom. So Bilam was known Barov Chachmaso B'gedula V'etzoysev HaMawilois. But he was like the cat of Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz. And when he saw that they were making fun of him, he got angry. Niskavin the Tsaris, he got back at him, he said, stand up. And that's why Rashi is Dibur Ansel, Kum Balak. Kum was to be Mitzarim. And this Kum was Amidas Balak. This catness. This narrow-mindedness, this babiness. Get up. Oh, you're making fun of me, I'm going to make fun of you, stand up. And now we understand why Rashi omitted what it says in the Medrash, Yashav lo v'yimisachik bo. So it's true, Yashav lo, he sat. And that's why Bilam said, get up. And his sitting was to make fun of Bilam. He said, I'm going to sit or I'm going to wait to see what you can do. And as Rashi wants to tell us, that Bilam was offended already at the beginning, even before he sat down. So Rashi omits the sat down. And that's it. And these big people get offended at such little things. Oh, he's making fun of him. He's getting offended. So Rashi didn't even write the Yashav Lo. Yashav Lo is also part of making fun of him. But Rashi's saying he was already offended before that. So you don't even need the Yashav Lo. Just the fact that he was loig. Ein chaber shuscha. Rosh ein chaber shuscha atzma lomer ma'u rotze. Ein chaber shuscha. Already, even before the Yashav Lo, it was already just the fact that Balak didn't give him the proper covet. And already offended Bilam. It's already making fun of him, even without the Yashav Lo. Yashav Lo also was part of making fun of him. Let's see what happens. But even without that, he was offended. So the Psukim and Rashi are telling us how small these big people were. That's what we have in the Haftorah. Ami zechorna mayatz balak melech moav ma'ano so bilam ben bor ben ashitim ara gilgal manda asitkas Hashem. All my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moav, devised and what Bilam, the son of Bor, answered him from Shittim until Gilgal, that he may know the righteous acts of Hashem. B'mei akadeim Hashem ikaf lelokem arom hakadmenu ba'olos ba'galim b'nei shana hayirtza Hashem ba'alfe elim b'rivos nachal ishamen. Wherewith shall I come before Hashem and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will Hashem be pleased with thousands of rams, with tens of thousands of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? In other words, remember Balak. Remember that, what should I come before Hashem? What, to impress Him with big karbanas? The answer is no, Pasuk Ches, the next Pasuk. Has been told to man, what's good? What does God demand of you? Mishpat chesed, and to walk humbly with Hashem. That's what our job is. To walk humbly with Hashem. Not to look for the big things, but in the daily life, how we act. That's what we have to remember for all the Doros. God doesn't care about the power of the horse. Man's thick thighs. Man is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in Atznei Alechasim Hashem Elokecha. How you treat the small guy, how you treat the janitor, the cashier at the store. La'ilam yeh Adam yarei shamayim. First you have to be an Adam. And that's how man is measured. And again, we see very, very big people. You have it, it's mamish in Ma'isim Shebachol Yom in the newspapers. And you see how they act, b'chadri chadarim. How they act on a daily basis, who they really are. And the Torah here is telling us not to be a baby, to be an Adam, to be a mensch. And to remember about Balak and Bilam. How such big people can engage in such childishness. And we should be Zochem Yitzhashem, Lolim Yadam, Shalom, Shalom.